Welcome to the Tradies in Business podcast with your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Divert your phone and grab a brew as Waz and Nick unpack tips, tales, secrets and stuff-ups from guests both inside and outside your trade, helping educate and inspire you to break the cycle of gut-busting and money stress and create a true trade business.
Hey, hey, welcome to the Tradies in Business podcast with me, Waz, and you, Nick. Yeah. You can talk for yourself, can't you?
I really can.
Yeah.
I'm not a puppet.
That's good to know. Mm. Welcome to, this is another Fuck It Friday episode.
I'm so pleased you said it first.
It doesn't get any easier, hey?
It doesn't. It's still weird. It's
F-I-F number two. Fifth number two. So this is our second Friday episode where we just go, you know what? Stuff it. We're just going to talk about whatever. And our first one, if you haven't listened to it, maybe you shouldn't because I'll feel really uncomfortable.
No, you really should. It's quite funny.
But go listen to our first Fuck It Friday episode where we literally talked about swearing.
Yeah.
And, you know, what you think about it. So if you haven't yet shared your thoughts on that, go and hit us on Facebook and do that. Join the Tradies in Business group on good old Stalkbook. But today we're going to talk about something probably a little more serious, a little more worrying, actually.
Yeah. Could I just preface by saying the idea of Fuck It Friday is just to have some conversations, get some conversations going. Mm. So, we want you to think about what we're saying. We want you to come and join the conversation and tell us about what you think.
Yeah, because I guess with the podcast, we have guests on here. We talk about everything from SEO to cash flow management and emotional intelligence and how to win awards in your trade business or recruit people for staff and all sorts of really practical stuff. But our Fuck It Friday episodes, we want you to be part of the conversation.
Mm, absolutely.
So, you know, obviously, you're not going to appear on the show because I don't trust you to not swear. No, that's right. but not everyone can be on the show, but everybody can join the Tradies in Business group on Facebook and join the conversation and tell us what you think. And you know what? If we get some interesting or good comments or whatever, we will actually read some of them on future Fuck It Friday episodes.
Absolutely.
And delve into them a bit. So if you do have questions or you've got comments you'd like to contribute to everything here, go hit us on Facebook, join the Tradies in Business group. But today, Fuck It Friday, violence, not just in the workplace, but on the work site.
Yes.
It's talked about a bit out there in media land, and you know, some media houses make a big deal out of it. Some people say it's not really that big a thing. It's a long time since I worked on, you know, a trade type job site. Mm. I never was really exposed to much of it.
I've got to say I've been really lucky and I haven't either. I do feel that some job sites are more prone.
Mm, I think it's kind of sector specific.
Definitely. I find commercial to be an area in which there's far more confrontation. Perhaps that's about how many people are on site at once.
Yeah, and maybe the types of trades. Yes. I'll start an argument there.
Well, this is what this is about, isn't it? Mm. This conversation.
Mm. And I definitely give too many Fs about what other people think. So, listeners, feel free to help me with that. I know some listeners give me feedback via private message and some of it cuts a little close to the bone about things I do talk about or don't talk about or the way I talk about them. And you know what? Bring it on, okay?
Yes.
What is it? Just send it. Is that the latest hashtag?
We'll do that. Just send it. That'll work.
Yeah. But, I find it seems to be a little sector specific. So certain trades.
Definitely.
There is a higher level of violence, physical violence I'm talking. And I guess emotional abuse, verbal abuse amongst tradespeople in those particular trades. And I'm not going to say which ones I think are worse because that's not the point of this. but there was a story recently that none of you would know about because it wasn't in the news, wasn't on Facebook. Mm. It's actually somebody known to both Nicole and I, and he shared this awful bloody story.
It's terrible.
That basically he was attacked physically, just for doing his job. because he made some other guys. Well, he didn't make them look bad. They did a shit job. He was called in to fix it up as a subby, and they literally attacked him on site because, you know, they couldn't go and attack the primary contractor. So they attacked the poor bastard that was actually brought in to fix up their shit work. And they pursued him afterwards as well and stalked him geographically a long way away. It affected him deeply, and you know, he suffered like some mental illness and everything off the back of it. And then completely unrelated incident happened to him again on another job site. Nothing at all that he had done, except that this wanker was jacked up on ice.
Yes.
And just lost his berries and actually attacked this guy physically again, and you know, caused him for quite a deal of physical injury. But worse than that was the mental and emotional scars that left him with. So I was just floored to think that this shit happens in 2000 and whenever we are, you know. It was a couple of years ago now, but it's really affected this guy's life. And
these kinds of incidents are life-changing. They really are. I mean, nobody goes to work thinking they're going to be attacked by somebody, especially for just doing your job.
No.
Or just being at work. There's no reason for why a lot of these attacks happen. They are random. So much more is fueled by drugs now. I think if we looked at the studies, we'd find there's a spike in these kinds of attacks after the weekend.
And the types of drugs that are being used by people. I mean, humans have used drugs since time, you know, recorded history, from, you know, tobacco and making alcohol. Mm-hmm. And it's like it's just got more and more hardcore.
That's right.
And nowadays, the drugs that are being used by people cause a lot of psychotic episodes and just violence.
From people that would ordinarily be quite calm and placid.
And I know from just listening to the general non-client-specific stories that I hear from my wife, who works in mental health, and that's all I'll say there. She has a unique insight into what's happening in society, and it is a big, big problem. And I'm probably stating the obvious, but I guess I just always thought that was an issue for our mental health system.
Sure.
And there were, you know, criminals and bad people that used drugs and beat people up, and it was gang stuff, and you didn't get that on a job site.
I don't think that we understand, or I don't think we're talking about, we're not having enough conversation about how prevalent this really is. And this isn't just on a work site. It's in so many different types of working environments. Obviously, we talk about tradies and business because that's what we do. But people are, it's not uncommon. Violence is still a go-to for so many people as a way to problem solve.
And I got a mate who's a paramedic. And the stuff that he tells me, like, they get call-outs to go and treat people who are having chest pains or have busted their leg or been in a car accident. And the number of those people, the patients who are, you know, on drugs or coming off drugs, or, and sometimes it's not even just drugs, they're just violent. And I don't understand why and what fuels it. But, you know, my mate getting attacked by people he's there to save.
Yes. That just makes no sense.
It does my head in. So I guess, you know, this for me really highlights the need for, as you say, Nick, more conversation around it. But more than just conversation is more people to take some action around it and make some change. And I'm not saying, oh, the government needs to do something about this, or, you know, our health authorities need to do something about it. It's the individuals that need to do something about it.
It does, and it also starts in the workplace. So what's happening when these attacks are happening on site? Who's taking responsibility for it? Is it the principal contractor? Is it whoever's running the big commercial site? Who is taking responsibility for that one worker?
And you know what I think? I don't mean to make these Fuck It Friday episodes political, but this is probably bordering on that. I know of a very, very, very large organisation where a worker had... they suffered physical injury from a client, right? I don't want to go into too much more detail, just, you know, protecting people's privacy and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, basically this person had their cheekbone fractured by, I'll call them a patient, and that'll probably give a bit more context. And they're not actively discouraged from, but there is a culture within that organization of discouraging the employees from laying charges or bringing those clients we'll call them patients, to account over their behaviours.
And is there a reason for that? It's too hard?
My personal opinion is the fear of retribution, either from the media or politically or financially.
Yes.
By actually bringing people like that to account and making them responsible for their shit behaviour.
So how does behaviour ever change if nobody's ever made accountable?
Exactly. And again, this is not me blaming big organisations or government or anybody for these problems, but I think in general, we, in inverted commas, as I do the finger tweets in the air, we don't do enough to put down these sort of behaviours. And I'm not suggesting we meet violence with violence at all, but I think we just allow and reluctantly accept so much of this. And you know what? I see it in my street. Kids climbing other people's fences and wrecking their hedges and leaving their shit on the front nature strip and no one's game to say anything.
And why is that? What happened to calling people out on poor behaviour?
I just think we're all afraid. We're afraid that violence is going to befall us.
And I can understand that. I just don't understand why we don't try.
I'm going to point the finger at the media, which is made up of us, right? We're all the media. I mean, you and I are the media. We're putting out an episode today that's talking about this.
Yes.
We can influence people's thinking. Well, maybe we can't.
It is Fuck It Friday. I doubt it.
But we're taught to be afraid, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to be afraid of everything, of high cholesterol, of friggin', you know, Roundup. And I'm not suggesting these things aren't bad. We're taught to be afraid of so much that, you know, just this morning, the neighbor's dog was barking again at 1 o'clock in the morning again and waking myself and my wife up again. And I'm actually, you know, I'm not a tough guy or anything. But I'm reluctant to go next door and bang on the door and say, hey, guys, can you do something about your dog?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's keeping me awake at night. It's wrecking my quality of life.
Yes.
I kind of feel like I have a right to quiet enjoyment of my house without your fucking dog waking me up every night.
And what stops you then?
After night. Because I'm too afraid that, I don't know, they'll key my car when I'm out. Or
and can I say
poison my hedge or something.
It's because we're allowing the poor behaviour in the first place. Is it not just a big circle here?
So I'm actually responsible.
Well, to some degree, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, statistically, if you went and spoke to the police, I'm pretty sure they'd say not too many neighbours do that sort of bad stuff just because you said, hey, can you... Like, if I'm not a dick about it.
Exactly. If you're not aggressive in the first place.
Now, the thing is, I've actually spoken to them multiple times about their dog and it still goes on.
And that's the problem, see, because we all accept poor behaviour. Nobody feels that they need to change. And it becomes a bit like, oh, I don't have the problem here. You've got the problem.
Yeah.
I can't hear my dog.
Exactly. I don't know how they sleep through it. They must take sleeping tablets. Seriously. Especially because I stick my head out my window and scream at their dog.
And they still
don't wake up. It's like, I think I could go bash on their door or sit on my car horn and they still wouldn't wake up.
See, you've got nothing to fear. They're not getting out of bed.
They're probably coming down from ice or something.
Well, let's hope not.
But, yeah, what do you reckon? What do you reckon, listeners? Do we have a violence issue in the trades? Are there trades that are worse? Is this just something that I'm making up? Is this an isolated incident? Sadly, I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so. And what should we do about it? Should we just accept it? Is it someone else's responsibility? Or do you, as a listener, let little things go? And are you contributing to the problem?
That's a great question. Ah. And I want to know if you've had an experience of violence on the job site, I'd like to hear about it. Tell me how you dealt with it. What did you do? Did you walk away? Did you ignore? Did you report? What did you do?
Yeah. So the way to join this conversation is head on over to good old Facebook, which has been so good for society, hasn't it? Head over to Facebook.
There's
it's
no
a part
bullying
of life.
On there.
And well, I can tell you there's no bullying in the tradies in business.
No, there's not.
Group on Facebook because Nicole
group.
And I run that with an iron fist.
We do.
We will put down any resistance. No.
We're not afraid to call out bad behavior.
We have a bunch of awesome tradies in there, hundreds of tradies who are all chatting and supporting each other. But jump in there and tell us what you think. Start a thread. Hashtag Fuck It Friday. And let us know your comments. What do you think? Is there a problem with violence in the trades or on the worksite? Or are we just making all this up? Has it always been there? And what are you doing to actually make the problem worse?
Look forward to hearing what you have to say.
Thanks for listening. Till next time.
Bye.
Hooroo.
You've been listening to the Tradies in Business podcast with Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Find out more about today's guest, tools for your trade business, and other cool stuff at tradiesinbusiness.com.au.